bowed to the ground.
Hello there, everybody. My name's Carl Parr, one of the Sons of the Pioneers. And speaking for all the pioneers and the rest of the Lucky You gang, I want to wish you all a great big last day of 1951 Western greeting. The way it's been raining the last few days, it looks like it's going to be a damp New Year's. But 1952 should start with a blue sky, so we're going to get the jump on the weather and start things moving where there's a blue sky way out yonder.
Yonder, that's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder that's a calling me home.
I'm tired of roaming around, mighty tired and mighty blue. Somehow I never have found any place like the home I once knew.
There's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a calling.
Thank you very much. Well, old 1951 is just about ready to make way for the new year. And you know how they always picture the old year as old Father Time with a long white beard, and the new year as a bouncing baby boy full of pep and energy. Well, they sort of remind me of Planters salted peanuts. In other words, youngsters, oldsters, everybody, everywhere. Year in and year out, enjoy eating those good-tasting peanuts all their lives.
Hey, I know what you mean by that, Carl, because when I was just a little shaver back in Minnesota and Montana, I can remember how I used to save my pennies so I'd have five of them to spend on one of Mr. Peanut's nickel bags. Yes, friends, everybody young and old just loves to munch those crisp, crunchy, oh-so-good salted peanuts that Mr. Peanut packs in his famous five-cent bags. And you know, just about everybody knows, just like you do, that the picture of Mr. Peanut on that bag means the salted peanuts packed inside are the very best peanuts in the crop. Why, they're roasted and toasted and salted just right by Planter's own special process. And say, Mother, if you're having a New Year's party tonight, be sure that you have plenty of those good-tasting peanuts to pass around, and, well, everybody's sure to have a real good time. Now, whether you buy America's fastest-selling salted peanuts in the nickel bags or Planters cocktail salted peanuts vacuum-sealed in the festive blue and yellow cans, just remember Planters is the word for peanuts, the word for Lucky You in 1952.
That was our range boss, Frankie Tex Messina, making that accordion on his dance. That accordion of his, you know, I got plans to pass there. Oh, I sure will. He's carried me a shade past there, you know. Anyway, it was Jesse Polka. Now we have the time to...
I'm going to promise myself that, too. And then I'm going to resolve. I'm going to swear never to take Huge's boots without asking him first. And I'm going to try to be the bet.
Chug.
What's on your feeble mind, Kenneth, old biscuit head?
Chug, Carl Farr is trying to talk to our lucky you listeners.
Oh, that's all right. He don't bother me any. Now, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I'm going to resolve all.
Chug.
Yeah?
Shut up.
Well, what in the cat hair is the matter with you now? Can't you see that I'm busy?
Chug, can't you understand? Carl is trying to say something.
Well, if he's having any trouble, I'll say it for him.
Yeah.
I might as well forget trying to talk until Shuggy's through. Go ahead, Chug. Spill it.
Spill it? Grab, I ain't even filled it.
Chug, you know, sometimes you don't make real good sense. Now, what Carl means is if it's important enough to interrupt the whole program, whatever you have to say, say it so everybody can hear.
Well, I didn't get up and mean to interrupt, to excite anybody. I get to figuring out my New Year's resolution. What I'm going to do in 52. Hey, that saying's pretty clever, you know it?
What is clever, Shug?
That expression I said, do in 52.
Shug, that's even a bad pun for 51.
Pun for 51. I grab your cornier than a cornfield. I'm glad I'm making my New Year's resolution. Loosen.
Why, Shug?
Because the first one is going to be to ignore you, bud.
Why? You know I was only fooling. Why, if I thought you were actually going to ignore me, I'd feel pretty bad, Shug.
I was only fooling too, Kenneth. I think you're great. I just want you to know we're always going to be friends till the end.
Well, thank you, Shug, and I think you're great, too. In fact, I stuck up for you just yesterday.
You did, Kenneth?
Yes, sir, boy. I won't mention any names, but someone said they thought you weren't fit to sleep for the mules.
They did, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll get on them like ugly on an ape. What did you say?
I said, watch your language, bud.
Back to telling them.
Shug Fisher's fit to sleep with any mule I've ever seen.
Nah, just a cat-haired minute there. I think there's more to this than meets the eye. I'll be back in a minute after I figure this out.
Do you think I can go on with what I was saying, Ken?
I think so, Carl. Shug's going to take a little time to figure out what I told him.
Good, because what I wanted to tell the folks is that Betty has learned a new song, and she's real anxious to sing it.
Yeah, and we're just as anxious to hear it. Carl, what's the name of it, Betty?
If You Turn Me Down.
Just give me a chance and see.
Oh, Ken, for heaven's sake, that's the name of the song. And I'm singing it for a certain party whose initials are Tommy Doss.
That's what I figured. But I'd love to hear it anyway, Betty. Go ahead.
All right. If you turn me down, 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 I'll go off to Missouri. And I'll find me a mule with great big ears to tell my troubles to. If you turn me down, 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 I'll go up to Alaska. And I'll build me a hut with frozen tears, the tears I cry for you. Don't intend to stay and be tortured if you're tired of my embrace. I'll take my memories to some far-off place. If you turn me down, 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 I'll go up on a mountain. And I'll pray and I'll pray till you send that message through to say you love me true. Then I'll come running on down, 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 down. down to you. Don't intend to stay and be tortured. If you're tired of my embrace, I'll take my memories to some far-off place. If you turn me down, beyond, down, down, I'll go up on a mountain. And I'll pray and I'll pray till you send that message through to say you love me true. Then I'll come running on down, down, Johnny, I'm down. Running on down, down, Johnny, I'm down to you.
Hey, that was swell, Betty.
Well, thank you, Carl. Did you like it, Tommy?
Yes and no.
Now, there's one of the cagiest answers I ever heard. Now, if she'd asked me, I'd have said...
What would you have said?
Well, would you mind repeating that question?
I said, what would you have said?
Well, that is... I would have said...
Yes?
No.
That's what I thought.
Tommy, have you made any New Year's resolutions?
A few, Betty, but the main one is this. I'm going to try to help everyone I can in 1952.
Well, that's one of mine, too. I'm going to be the best school teacher in the West, and I'm going to do all the good deeds I can, too.
Well, now, I think those are fine resolutions. In fact, if we would all make up our minds to do our best and help our neighbors in 1952, it could be a wonderful year.
You certainly are right, Lloyd.
Say, speaking of good deeds, did anyone find a Goldie letter for today?
I did, Lloyd, and I think the person the letter tells about is most deserving of a Goldie to an acre of our lucky ewe land.
Well, that's fine, Tommy. Why don't you read the letter?
All right, I have it right here. The letter says, Dear Lucky Ewe Boys, I would like to tell you about a woman I have known a long time whom I think is very deserving. When she was married, she moved 2.5 miles from her aged father and mother. Twice a week, she walked to see how they were, taking medicine and groceries to them and packing their laundry home with her to do up for them. After her little boy was born, she bought an old-fashioned four-wheel buggy, and putting baby and groceries in it, she wheeled it the same 5-mile round trip twice weekly. About 5 years ago, her husband was stricken with a serious illness, making him practically an invalid. And now that same little boy she wheeled in the buggy is fighting in Korea. She worked during the day, then goes home at night and takes care of her husband and home. But still, she finds time to bake fruit, cakes, and cookies to send overseas, not only to her own son, but to 3 other soldier boys. Also socks and shirts to a little Korean boy who is very poor. She has never had much of this world's goods and has spent most of her life helping others. Her shoulders are stooped and her hair is white now, but her hand is still outstretched to the helpless, and her door and her heart is always open to the poor and hungry. Her name is Mrs. Bernice Huff, Halfway, Oregon. The letter is signed Mrs. Maud Schmidt, Halfway, Oregon.
That is really a swell letter, Tommy, and I wish we could give Mrs. Huff the whole Lucky Ewe Ranch, but you will receive an acre of it, Mrs. Huff, and it's our way of thanking you for your many good deeds. Also, we'd like to send along our wishes for the happiest New Year that you've ever had. And the Sons of the Pioneers song salute. It features Tommy Doss, and it's entitled My Best to You.
My best to you. May your dreams come true. May your father time never be unkind, and through the years, save your smiles and tears, they are souvenirs. They'll make music in your heart. Remember this, each new day's a kiss sent from up above with an angel's love. So here's to you, may your skies be blue and your love bless. That's my best.
Again, Happy New Year to you, Mrs. Huff, and you too, Mrs. Maud Smith, who wrote and told us about this wonderful good neighbor. You know, the West is full of tall tales about legendary characters who tamed this big sprawling land when the only law was Judge Colt. Of course, not all of them are 100% true, but almost all of them are based on fact. One of the main sources of these stories was the Pony Express, the first mail service to the outposts of the West. Both men and horses had to be really tough to get the mail through on schedule. So we're going to tell you a tall tale and song about the roughest, toughest character that ever delivered the mail. It's Cody of the Pony Express. In every corner of this world, they boast of men so bold. From Captain Blood and Mr. Mud to England's kings of old. Why, every place I've ever been, they think their man's the best. But listen while I introduce a bold man from the West.
A thunderbolt buzz, bending a big cloud of dust. And out rides Cody of the Pony Express. Toting the mail beside him, he knows the trail to guide him. Cody of the Pony Express. Now the engines wait by the canyon's gate to take Bill by surprise. But they'll never beat the Mustang beat of the fastest horse alive. Over the rim, he's running, racing the wind. He's counting Cody of the Pony Express.
Now once saw Cody fight his way through 1,000 Indian braves. Riding on a 2-ton buffalo's back, each jump dug an Indian's grave. Then he took a half hitch in the buffalo's tail and he swung him around and around. Said, step up close, you wild galoots, and I'll mow you down.
A thunderbolt bust, and then a big cloud of dust, and out rides Cody of the Pony Express. Toting the mail beside him, he knows the trail to guide him, Cody of the Pony Express. Now the engines wait at the canyon's gate to take Bill by surprise. But they'll never beat the Mustang feet of the fastest horse alive. Over the rim, he's running, racing the wind. He's coming, Cody of the Pony Express.
Thank you. Did you like that, Betty?
I sure did, Carl. Oh, the old West sure must have been something to see. Oh, say, that brings me to a question I've wanted to ask you fellows ever since I arrived today.
If you want to sing again, you don't have to ask Betty.
Oh, no, it isn't that, Tommy. I want all of you to come to a party tonight.
A party?
I don't know why you waited, Betty. Is it going to be a New Year's party?
Yes, that's right. And I asked the school board, and they said I could have the party in the schoolhouse.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, you fellas and all the people around here have been so nice to me since I came out west to teach school. I just thought I'd like a chance to show my appreciation. And I've invited Ma Terry and Pappy Tim and Dink Swink and, oh, just lots of people. But it's going to be a different kind of party.
Well, don't sound so worried. What kind of a party?
Promise you won't make fun of me?
If anybody does, I'll crown them.
Well, I want everybody to come dressed in the days when the West was a wild and woolly frontier.
Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. Do you want us to bring our shooting arms,
sure,
too?
Sure. And I'm going to give a prize for the most authentic costume of the Old West.
I'm going to win that prize. I got a pair of them old frontier pants that was worn by my grandfather.
Oh, really, Shug? Where are they?
I got them on. Boy, I don't throw anything away. Not worn a bit, either.
Not much.
Watch yourself, Kenneth. They may be a little shiny, but what's that?
What's that?
Yeah.
Only that every time you bend over, a girl doesn't have to get out a mirror to powder her nose.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to powder your nose with a fistful of uppercuts in a minute.
Yeah, well, when you feel froggy now.
Hold him on.
Hey!
Betty has to be getting back, so finish your argument some other time, will you? Betty, we'll be happy to come to your party tonight, and we'll do our best to dress like the first pioneers did.
That will be perfect. Well, I have to be getting along. See you all tonight.
Okay, Betty. Bye, Betty.
Boy, that sounds like you're going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, it sure does, Tommy. Say, Lloyd, we have the time. How about answering those requests for a song right now?
Well, I'd be real happy to, Carl, if the rest of you fellas will kind of back me up. I'd like to sing I Dream of Jeannie with a Light Brown Hair.
Well, you go right ahead, Lloyd. We'll follow.
I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair, born like a vapor on the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour, many were the blithe birds that warbled them o'er. I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer air. I long for Jeannie with the gay dawn smile, radiant in gladness, warm with winning guile. I hear her melodies like joys gone by, sighing round my heart o'er the fond hopes that die, sighing like the night wind and sobbing like the rain, wailing for the lost one that comes not again. I long for Jeannie and my heart bows low. Nevermore to find where the bright waters flow.
Thank you, Lloyd. That was just about perfect.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Say, Hugh, this being the last day of 1951, do you have a thought for the new year?
Well, I sure do, Carl. You know, in fact, I've been giving 1952 a lot of thought. I know we all agree 1951 has been a very rough year for most everyone everywhere. And in this old world we live in, there hasn't been a day or even an hour that somewhere the sound of gunfire hasn't been heard. I'm no politician, and I've never even met anyone who is the head of a government. So I can't give you the answer why. All I know is we weren't put on this earth to kill each other, but to help each other have a better life. So I would just like to say, if we keep our minds and our hearts pointed in the direction of peace on earth, goodwill toward man, someday it's just got to happen. And it could be 1952.
By golly, Hugh, I'm proud to have you as a brother. I think that thought is one resolution everyone, everywhere should make and keep. Well, that old clock says the new year is getting closer and closer, but we still have time for one more song. How about it, fellas? Let's do another Bob Nolan tune for our lucky you listeners.
The clouds rolling by, they make me feel like I should be where rocky roads are calling me. I don't know where I am found. I know I won't settle down. Just like a seed the wild wind sows, I'll just pack my saddle and my pony I'll straddle and go riding down the rocky road.
Seems that I was born to tote a heavy load and ride the rocky road forever. It's down that rocky road where true friends stand and travel hand in hand together.
A golden sun in the sky, a silver cloud rolling by, they make me feel like I should be where rocky roads are calling me. I don't know where I am bound. I know I won't settle down. Just like a seed the wild wind sows, I'll just pack my saddle and my pony I'll straddle and go riding down the rocky road. And I'm rolling down, pledging their love to the crowd.
Well, sir, as Carl said, that new year is just about ready to begin its long, long ride. And let us all pray that it isn't going to be a rough one. Well, sir, it's time to close the Lucky You Corral for the year. In fact, we're not going to get a chance to visit with you tomorrow because, well, there's just too much ranching to be done out here. But we'll be back Wednesday, same time, same station, to welcome you to a lucky you in 1952. And so until then, this is George Putnam saying, for the sons of the pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of the Lucky You gang, Happy New Year! Wednesday, 1952, be lucky you.
Pledging their love to the ground.
America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
It's 1 o'clock at KECA AM-FM Los Angeles.